Couple minutes late on 20 on 20, the Starvation Watch, because, well, there's so many things that I'm just going to get these guys in here and we'll go to town on it. Okay, so.
Good morning.
Greetings in the name of the Most High. Take it away, Govinda.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning. Greetings, everybody, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, the one who's above it all, the one who's over it all, and in him we live, we move, we have our being, and we have the victory, and we are overcomers over all of this. So let's remember that as we go forward in Jesus' name. Right. How are you doing?
Amen. You doing?
Fantastic.
Woo!
Good morning. Good morning in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
And in these days, then everywhere there's a fear of death, and I believe that we are the owner of life.
Oh,
and we just bless you in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Wow.
Usually I talk at this point.
These are interesting times, aren't they?
Well, the thing that it's so bad is what's been hard on me just personally, the level of propaganda of now every death is a COVID-19 death and all that kind of stuff the media is doing. And then, you know, these guys running around like Bill Gates with his cure vaccine and his digital ID tattoo. And
he's giddy.
His 666 mark of the beast. And he's having a great time. Trump seeming not to even know where he is anymore.
No, come on now.
And, you know, and the rest of them out to lunch, and then Fauci and Birx, these people totally evil, going to make big profits off the vaccine. And this whole hysteria where the death rate ends up being, I did the math a couple days ago before they started really screwing with the numbers. And so now you got to take off about 10 or 20%. And if you do that, you wind up with about 30,000 deaths, which comes out to be just under 1%. Or a 1/100th of a percent of 330 million. So I take the amount of deaths and I divide into 330 million people, and that's how I get my percentages. And I was called ignorant on a New Mexico site, on the governor's site. I was called stupid. When I posted the actual facts, they said that this is right-wing propaganda. And they said they were going to leave we're going to leave New Mexico shut indefinitely, and that they want all the businesses to go out of business here, and they also are going after the tourist industry, make sure that never comes back.
Oh man!
So what?
Can I just ask an objective question?
What is that?
Is this the first pandemic in the history of the world where there's more people that the net death total is positive life, where as far as there's more people that are alive.
Yeah. Right.
I mean, I'm just
it's got
I'm
a 98% recovery. 98%.
Maybe I have a wrong definition of what a pandemic is, because I might, from what I understood, a pandemic in everything historically is like the Spanish flu, where you have millions of people that are dead because of something, not that are labeled deaths that happened here and then they label it something else. No, I mean, I want to know specifically, so did somebody die of a heart attack or did they die?
Well, and if you do the math for them and then you're some kind of right winger or some kind of racist, I don't understand anymore. I am so hurting. My God, I asked the Lord, please let me escape.
We're going to escape. We're going to go down to Texas pretty soon.
It's maddening. It's madness. It's complete madness.
The thing too is there are so many voices, so many people swirling around, so much stuff that's just flying around where people have been lying so much that they cannot come back to any semblance of truth. I mean, you've got one side where you've got the Chinese that have been lying about everything. Just the other day, they upped their official narrative to say, we've got 50% more deaths.
Try Amelia again. Yeah, she's checking in the chat.
Hello.
So you've got the Chinese that are adding numbers to their deaths. Then you've got other places where now they're having to rewrite the narrative because previous ones haven't stuck. So now, you know, is it a bioweapon that was developed in the States? Was it a bioweapon that was developed in the Wuhan laboratory?
Hot potato.
Did it jump from a bat? Then now from now they're rewriting that one and saying, okay, it was existing for a long time before it came to Wuhan. So now it's in South China. Can they keep fishing and keep trying to add more and more and more things to try to find something that sticks? I've seen this before, actually, in other places where they try to rewrite the powers that are in countries that have control of press, try to rewrite the narrative after the fact to make it fit some story where they can actually make it stick. And so I've seen that before. And this is where, too, just asking some very simple questions. If you're outside of the loop, you just say, okay, I just would like to know something. So on one side, you've got the Chinese suppressing numbers. On another side, you've got people inflating. Then you've got the political side of things that where people have weaponized this for political means and political agendas, based on party lines, which is really sad. So, and in the middle of that too, the real effect, the knock-on effect, is the effect on people's businesses, on people's livelihoods, on people's incomes, on people's futures, on people's
that's the
around here. The states all around New Mexico are opening up, you know, surrounding even Colorado, liberal Colorado, and so I guess they're not weaponizing it politically. And the people that are defending the governor just said, so what? That's laughable. And now suddenly businesses are complaining. I said, they're not complaining. They're going under.
Yeah, that just people yesterday, are being put Neiman Marcus. I mean, that's a huge established chain.
And they're
going bankrupt.
They're celebrating it.
It's
so someone needs to step into New Mexico, obviously arrest the governor or, you know, sue her in some way to do some legal
matter. Robert Barnes, constitutional attorney, he's actually Alex Jones' main attorney. But he is actively, and with other lawyers as well, actively suing the governors of these states that are overstepping their rights. And he's already got one guy to turn around. I can't remember which state, but he's just going down the line. And
then the police suing. They tried to open up a gun store in Albuquerque.
Yeah.
And then they had the police swarm them.
Yeah.
And shut them down. The Gestapo.
Yeah.
Police here are evil. Awful people.
But the police actually use his range.
The sheriffs are good, but the police are bad.
It's just
the only hope. So in other words. And then it's on political lines. If you want people to do well, if you want them to have food, if you want them to have money, you're somehow a bigot. Now,
Michigan.
How does that happen? If you want people to have food, if you want them to make a living, if you want them to be able to take their kids to the park because they're really the danger is so low, again, you know, if you get this thing, you have a 99% chance of
arresting people who are swimming by themselves.
And then paddle surfing by themselves. What the governor is doing is she's testing more and more people to say, you see, because everyone's pretty much infected. So she's going, you see all these people that are infected. We got another 200 cases today. We're not going to open up. No, seriously, it's never, Pat. The idea is it's never. Never.
Yes.
That's the answer.
There's a major difference between spreading and testing right now. A lot of people are getting tested. Yeah, you're going to get more positive, okay? But the other thing that people forget is most people, if they're not getting tested and they just have either no symptom or some mild symptom, it doesn't really matter because they're barely any symptoms.
Right.
The biggest thing we got to look at is people that are dying from it. So
right.
At the end of the day, it's fine. That doesn't matter. You can have symptoms. Are you dying from it? No. And the number I've shown, even here in Canada, we have, I think, 1,500 people that died. But and if you do a simple math, so we have 37.7 million people in Canada. Divide that by 1,500, that's 0.00004.
15 million. In other words, there's no death rate. That's the normal death rate in the world. Death rate is the same death rate that's always been. I can't take it anymore. Please help me, God. Please. Please help me. Please. I just can't stand it.
I think Amelia just joined in.
Hey, Amelia.
Hi, guys.
How are you today?
Welcome.
Hey, Abby. Happy birthday to your son, Aiden.
Amen.
Yeah.
Happy birthday, Aiden.
Cool.
Yeah.
How old is he now?
He's gonna be nine.
Wow.
I know he's nine. I was looking for something.
You guys have watched him grow up.
I was looking for something to send him, and I put in 9-year-olds. I'm like, this is retarded. Aiden would. This is he'd ace this. Maybe I should start looking for 13-year-olds, or even maybe just adult stuff.
He's totally into his video games.
Right.
And he's just little techie kid. He just
that's
likes
good.
To get on the
That's he, the future.
He's probably wanting to almost start to have his own computer pretty soon. That's where we're going probably.
He could probably handle a Mac, a MacBook of some sort.
We're going there because especially now we're homeschooling and
cool.
This is probably going to be the new thing and it's been rough, but you know what, it might be a good thing.
Well, I love this.
I like his painting.
I love your excitement in your voice today. I really, that's good.
Yeah,
I think what's happened to me.
I
have no sleep. That's the problem.
Yeah, I it's been really strange. I started doing a series of shows back. Well, I started talking about the COVID-19 back in January. I started talking about it on my live Facebook feed, and then I went so far as to create a series of protocols for people, trying to prepare people mentally for what was coming. And I really got a lot of backlash, and I've been undergoing psychological warfare.
Me too.
Basically.
Me too. The last few days, it hasn't been just posting on social media. There's they identify you when you post, and I even think they're beaming me with something. I didn't want to sound like a paranoid schizophrenic, so I kept it to myself. But I feel like they're turning the rays on, and
having sending a Marina Abramovic or whatever.
Oh God, that was horrible. That's
she came and attacked you.
That's where it started. It wasn't an attack. It was like a at first it was this kind of like I was in her world and all these like celebtards around, you know, wandering around and I was there. I didn't understand why I was there. Why? And then it persisted into the next dream after I woke up and then persisted the next day. And, you know, so I realized, and I said, well, how in the world do I wind up?
And that coincided right after that. Bill Gates rolled her out as the big witch queen.
Well, that's why it was coming to my attention, maybe. Well, you know, so I pray
against her.
How
long have we been doing this podcast? This
20 on 20?
Oh, God.
What, about 5 years, Govinda?
Yeah, this was
2013 or 2014?
See, 20, okay, early 2015 we started. We started talking about it before that, but early 2015.
So
officially, we have the track record from there.
So yeah. In this 5 years, we've had psychological warfare on our men here in America.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We've had psychological warfare going on in our media.
Big time.
From China owned and backed media.
Yeah.
And in our entertainment industry.
Oh.
We have had a psychological warfare of the gang stalking and targeting on the civilians by people that are corrupt in Congress and that are judges that are targeting openly, publicly gang stalking smear campaigns online. I've been enduring this. I also endured a benign tumor. They have definitely weaponized 5G. They are beaming us. They are doing psychological warfare on us. And I want to say, we've been at war for a long time. And you don't have an outbreak of a bioweapon and send out infected meat for months to different countries around the world.
Yeah, they pre-infect.
Because it was an accident.
That's right.
I think they're also hitting us with the chemtrails.
The outbreak accidentally got loose in China itself, and they couldn't contain it, and they couldn't control it.
A lot of people think
shot
that
themselves in the foot.
There's a lot of. Thank God, I said the same thing. Look, a lot of people
shot themselves in the foot.
A lot of people think, you know, if you were breathing in October, you probably got infected and you got over it.
Yeah, we got sick
in November.
November. So, yeah, I think everybody's got it, you know, it's like...
So if you keep if you keep testing, you'll keep getting, a lot more infected.
So that means that the death rate is very, very low.
Well,
very low.
They've sent out infected meat to Africa that were confiscated. They sent it out they've sent it out all over the world, infected meat, and they were confiscated. And you can look up these articles. I was posting them in social media news network for months. Yeah. And I was tracking this, but they were also, what they've also done on the onset of the outbreak, they sent out infected masks. They sent out infected medical
and testing
kits.
They're
leveraging the treatments of pharmaceuticals. They're holding it back.
Right.
The people in government. They're intentionally giving us misinformation.
Uh-oh.
There's doctored statistics from China.
Troll pretending he's you. Troll alert, everyone.
Not this again.
So okay. I'm just saying, you don't wage psychological warfare on people unless you're at war. And you don't unleash a bioweapon around the world unless you have psychopathic tendencies. I don't know. It's horrific.
You don't really have guilt about killing mass number of people. You don't really care. You have no empathy.
Well, here's something too. If you're trying to get an accurate measure, if you're trying to get objectively verifiable statistics by which you're going to make decisions, then you can't keep moving the goalposts. So, for example, if you're using a test to measure something, it needs the tests themselves. The people that designed them said they should never be used to test for infection because you don't get an accurate reading. So why are you using a test that's not supposed to be used
to move the infection rates to have false positives?
And then why is it that people test positive, then they test negative, then they test positive? So the problem here, too, is that people are using it to push forward particular agendas they're not being honest about what's actually taking place in their particular states, cities, towns. You've got plenty of cases now where people are sharing their own experiences, healthcare professionals saying, look, our hospitals are down. We actually
there's
have
nobody
less
in ours.
Going on.
Yeah, so
the hospitals themselves are saying they're down, where you have these field hospitals that have been put up where there's nobody in there.
Nobody in there.
I mean, let me tell you about what's going on in Sri Lanka.
Here's the thing. If it hasn't come to your hospital has to prepare for the worst case scenario. If it hasn't come to your area, be thankful, because where it spreads, it kills. And here's the other thing. There are black people, African people in China that are sick, and they're being sent home to Africa and to the United States. And then there's healthy black people in China right now that are having their passports taken away, and they're being targeted for human trafficking.
Wow.
So this is very systematic, and it's psychological warfare. So it's really hard and there's also 8 different strains of this virus. And you have that presenter at the WHO saying, if you don't want more body bags, you won't politicize this, because they have put politics over people. These people are totally soulless.
They're murderers, you know, and they're liars, and basically they're with you know, they're with their side, you know, they're with Lucifer, they're with Satan, they're with killing children, they're with human trafficking, they're with the whole thing.
So, you know, the thing is this is what we're dealing with.
Wow.
And the speaker at the WHO was basically, he's a terrorist, and he's telling us, if we don't want more body bags, he's telling us he has a more deadly strain of the virus.
Right. I've heard that in numerous places.
Well, here's the sad thing for me, is if we could roll over this far and let them, you know, order us around and make us do all this stupid stuff with this week of a virus, this week of a bioweapon, what are they going to throw at us next?
Anything stronger and people will just die at home.
I mean, this is just sick.
It won't be stay
it's
at home.
It's so stupid.
At that point, the meme will be for all you geniuses that...
I say resist. Don't follow their orders. Resist.
All the people that are following along and they're all you people that do your, you know, virtue signaling by putting on stay at home on your memes or on your profiles, you're not helping. You're hurting, because the next round, you might as well call it die at home. You got to open your eyes, you people. Seriously, it's not left or right. It's eyes open, eyes shut. That's it. And to what's happening to you. And calling people stupid that come up with statistics and do the math and present, you know, a coherent understanding of what has happened so far and what may happen in the future, like Amelia is doing now, to shame them. When they have much more intelligence than you do, you virtue signalers, and you know, you're in a real serious situation, and
yeah,
life.
Go outside and get some sun, you know.
Yeah, I was very disappointed.
People need vitamin D.
All the basically the musicians and actors and acrobats and jugglers and
the celebs,
the whole circus of Hollywood is behind this guy at the WHO.
They're telling us the only way to overcome this is if we all act as one.
Yeah,
and basically what they're saying to us is to obey Chinese dictatorship.
Yeah, yeah, and that's what
no,
I see
thank
a guy,
you.
I see a guy
no,
like,
thank you.
You know, this cuckold of a man named Matthew McConaughey. You may think he's a big hero on screen, but you should see the videos he's putting out.
Oh gosh!
Him and his wife. I mean, you know, and she's teaching people how to cook at home and stay at home. They have this huge luxury house in Austin overlooking the river, and you know, big giant like Nancy Pelosi refrigerators, and you know, all kinds of cool stuff. And it's really like they're not suffering at all, and they're telling everyone else to go ahead and suffer. People that don't even have food to eat.
Yeah.
And you know, I'm sorry, Matthew, but you're no help because you're blind. I don't dislike you or your wife or any. I just dislike that you're working for the Chinese, you're bowing down, it's like, well, if I don't do that, I won't be able to act in the next big $200 million movie. So I better do what I'm told. I mean, that's how it looks. spiritually. That's how it looks to the, sorry to pick on you, because we all like you, but it just seems like in this situation.
Yeah.
You've been cowed. You've been.
I lost a lot of affection for him when he was supposed to show up on our set with his class. He just sent the class. He didn't show up.
No, I mean, we got played there. But
we got played.
That's a story for another time.
I have a lot to say, and I apologize for interjecting, guys, but I have some really important stuff.
Keep going.
We have to pay attention. We have to pay attention to what's going on, because while they're waging psychological warfare on us, there is Lady Gaga. Okay.
Oh.
And she's raising money for the Who.
And she did.
Mrs. Bush and Mrs. Obama. They're both raising money for the Who because the mean orange man bad won't give them any more money.
And they've awarded. They've made Lady Gaga and her mother the ambassador of the funding. Right?
And this is where I take off to an island somewhere. This is it.
Yeah.
I need an exit, Amelia, please. I can't. If everything you say is horrifying.
But what I'm encouraged about is that Trump is going after him.
Let it keep going.
I just want to point out that this is what's going on. While everybody is paying attention to the statistics, the fake psychological warfare, the lies, this is what's going on. The World Bank released a lot of money to go to the civilians, and that money is being laundered. And Lady Gaga was sued and charged in court for Fukushima fraud. In fact, she was charged for fraud for mishandling funds that she raised for Fukushima. Now, do I think that qualifies?
I'm shocked.
To be the ambassador to oversee funds for the Who?
It puts her in the same club as all the other criminals, so they're all, can be in there together. I think that, I would look at Lady Gaga's little campaign, and then she got all these, five-star artists to join her in that little concert they tried to pull the other day, and all these. See, my pain comes from watching all the people cheering them on. And you know they're going to line up for the mark. You know they will. And, do you know anything about the biometric, 2020 ID tattoo, electronic, digital ID of Bill Gates? And then the thing he's got afterwards, 666, which is a chip that allows you to do banking. Do you know anything about that, Amelia?
Oh, yeah. Definitely. I've been reporting on that every day.
I'm not so much concerned about Bill Gates because they dropped him and his whole agenda. And, he was getting money through the Who. So he's basically been defunded. And that's what he tried to come back.
Yeah,
with,
I saw that.
This project with Marina Abramovic. And that tanked.
But didn't you like watching all the people that were just like normal people running that bitch out of town? Didn't and Gates too, and Microsoft too. I mean, wasn't that refreshing to see everybody
turned against him.
I mean, that's like a little relief, please.
It's awesome. And I'll tell you something. What Bill Gates did achieve was he created global anti-vaxxers worldwide with his little campaign there.
Yep.
Bill Gates, he fell on his own petard now, but I just say, look, wounded animal can be dangerous.
Let's establish a few things for the record, too. What Gates, Gates of Hell. So when Gates of Hell,
that's what I call him, too. And Mr.
Evil. And he went on air on BBC Breakfast. And let's just point some things out for somebody that listened to that but didn't catch what he said. He told everybody, you're going to stay in your homes until you get we're going to get vaccines out to all 7 billion people. And you're going to stay in your homes. You won't be able to get together
ever.
Unless you get this vaccine. Let's keep going. This is like a 7-8 minute interview, and this is the ground he covered.
The first thing
out of his mouth was 7 billion people all need to be vaccinated. Then he said indemnification for the people creating the vaccine. So basically,
you don't get in trouble for killing people.
for any damages that are done by this vaccine, because we're skipping all security protocols and all testing protocols so we can get this out really quickly and really fast, everybody. So if people didn't see what he was setting the stage for then and there, telling the world and telling the people of the world, here's what you're going to do, and also the need for a digital certification to know who's got what, where, when, and so it was.
Well, it's going to be a vaccine every year, Govinda. I mean, version 1.0, like Windows. That guy pointed out in the UK. His name is Rich, and he pointed out that he wants to run it like Windows, where this year we get, you know, vaccine 1.0, and then you get your digital ID that shows you have 1.0. Then you get two, and the digital ID is like a license to show that you've got two. Then you get, you know, like 2.5. You have 2.7.
Gosh, everybody's been trying to get off Windows for so long. He just loves those versions.
He's trying
to do a repeat of the same thing.
They'll be like, ID professional for professional people. They have a certain ID that allows you to, like, do any kind of thing you want to do. And then
you cannot travel.
And then the quantum chip, of course, you know.
Unless you have the vaccine.
But then what he does with that is, of course, that then hooks into AI, which then hooks into the beast, which then hooks into slavery, which then hooks into all these people that get that tattoo. Would end up being compliant slaves, or the tattoo would, you know, basically tattle on them. So,
well, I hope that, you know, the WHO is sponsoring this big online event. It's a concert hosted by Lady Gaga.
Yeah, they just did
a lot of entertainers. It's sponsored by 5G Network.
Sure.
Ironically. And I hope everybody tuning in and spreads the word, and everybody boycotts this event, because collectively we can make a huge statement.
Didn't they already have the event? Maybe I'm confused.
Yeah, I think they already had it. And then also Abramovich, people, like, if you don't know that Gaga is a disciple of Abramovich, and Abramovich just took her into the forest, stripped her naked, had her walk back, did all these different things. She said that there's all kinds of,
absolutely.
She talks about this.
Yeah.
So now these are, people were sometimes saying, shaman. How do you connect these different people? No, they're all connected.
Yeah.
And they're all part of the same thing, and they're all part of that same indoctrination, and they're all connected. They're on WikiLeaks. they're connected to Pedophile Island with Jeffrey Epstein.
Oh, yeah.
You've got Gates going there. You've got Gates live there.
Gates basically live on Pedophile Island. Yeah, Gates they all are in the human trafficking, and you know, and then you see when they don't have their adrenochrome and they start looking old, they gotta. You know, they keep trying to do these miracle drugs, and some involve, you know, legal extracting of blood. You know, they take blood. Most of them do, you know, take these transfusions, and some of them are, you know, some are not illegal and are not based on killing people, but, you know, they take plasma to look, younger, to stay, you know, vital. And the thing that we've tried to point out here again and again for, like, I don't know how many years, but that's just a temporary thing. You know, with Jesus, it's, you know, and I'm going to get a round of applause here. Yeah, let's do it. It's permanent. Permanent. It's permanent life. It is life itself. There's no having to redo it. There's no having to go get it boosted up. You don't have to kill people, sacrifice people to Molech to keep current. You don't have to bow down to Bill Gates and do everything he tells you to do in order to get a paycheck. With Jesus, it is life. But the thing is, that the people say, well, you're a fool because we want it now. And then you say, well, what do you want now? This? We having fun here? You know, I mean, I don't think they're having
fun. And the thing is, I don't
want to generalize, like, all of these entertainers, all of these actors. Because it's not all of them.
Yeah, it looks like it is.
But
you know what? There is a very good 10-part series. It's called The Fall of the Cabal. It's a really good 10-part series. And explain really well who's the who, what they're doing, who they feel he is with what. And then you can understand that. Because I think sometimes, like, yeah, we can give an information to people, But they need to understand, okay, why is this person connected to that person? And it all makes sense. And it's about 3 hours, but you know,
is that the Black Child recordings? Or I'm kind of out of the loop on all this. I don't know.
Who's the
Black Child Productions? It's on. It's a YouTube channel, and
This was something Barbara Marcotti, she compiled. It's a Dutch researcher that did this one. I mean,
what's the name of it?
Well, you know, it kept getting stripped from the internet, so I believe that she got the code rewritten for the videos and then put it up on an independent site embedded so that people can still watch them. So Pat's got the link. I've seen it too.
It's called The Fall of the Cabal.
The Fall of the Cabal, okay. Cool.
I'm going to put the link.
You won't find it on YouTube.
Look,
you won't find it on YouTube. And they particularly keep taking... Here's the thing, too. You guys got to understand that YouTube, any of these places, if there's any content that's really worth getting to, they'll break the links for it, they'll strip it down, they'll take the channels offline. So a lot of these things will end up in just in other spots because they're not going to be tolerated on the platforms that the enemy's got vast control over.
Yeah.
But the best content is there.
But how did it get so stark?
One more crime I want to point out that's happening in Sweden right now.
Yeah.
And that is their social experiment of not shutting down everything didn't go so well, and they're suffering from an outbreak, a spread of the COVID-19.
Right.
And the doctors that are questioning the original narrative are being institutionalized.
Oh, man.
And I just want to make people aware that that's happening. And they're
watch out, people. Watch out.
Well, teams are coming. They're coming to their homes, and they're institutionalizing the doctors there. This is horrible. And
1984.
I also want to point out there's a lot of Chinese Swiss bank accounts in Sweden too. You know, I want to mention that too.
I heard that Sweden, though it may have taken a little bit of a turn for the worst, is still improving.
Yes.
In general.
They're doing better than we are, and they still have their economy.
The report I read was from Forbes magazine. This is about a week ago, and then I looked up Sweden yesterday. And it looks like they're continuing on. And, you know, as this thing kind of dries up or whatever it's going to do, they are improving. But some of them are very fierce. They want to keep their freedom no matter what. And they don't want to
But institutionalizing the doctors is a whole nother level, because they're questioning the original narrative, is a whole nother level of communism there.
I understand. Oh, yeah. Well, this is a real problem. But what? Let
Dr.
me ask you
Shiva's
one question.
Shiva's been making a lot of sense.
Amelia, okay, so now you've said, you probably have a better line on this than anyone. How many people
are constant
in Hollywood? I mean, is it... all the actors know, or they just go ahead and take up the cause because they're told to? What is exactly going on? Are they mentally taken over? Is that what it is? Are they unable to think, or they're afraid?
I think it's like, you know, they sign a contract where they're basically, you know, like a Mickey Mouse suit, and you know, they're doing what they're told. And they go home, you know, it's their job, and they go home. But then there's like a whole nother level where, you know, there's human trafficking, and there's cloning, and there's different levels and degrees. You know, I'm sure there, you know, and there's also the pedophile rings, you know, but I don't think that, you know, we shouldn't generalize. I'm just saying, you know,
so
there's
you think that
process.
There are people there that don't know about the fact they've been duped, and they don't know that they're under mind control. They don't know that they're being programmed by this agenda.
Well, that's the thing. There's mind control, and they have handlers, just like we have targeters and gang stalkers, and we have minders and handlers that are assigned to us. It's the same. It's you know, it's no different.
Because, you know, there's one guy who was saying, the comedian, he was saying that he was going to take a gun and he was from Florida, and, you know, not totally famous, but on his way. And he said that he's going to take the gun to the beach and start shooting people. And so it sounded to me like an MK Ultra type, you know what I mean? Like programming some of these people to be soldiers in that way. And
there was a shooting in Canada last night.
Yeah. So, you know, you wonder, you know, the picture you painted is that there's this huge force, bigger than any country, bigger than anything in the universe, this gigantic force that trumps all governments, that trumps all people, and allows people to be in certain industries and have certain lifestyles, but it wants from them the consent for slavery. And it seems like every move we make, everything we do is under surveillance. All people on Earth, all however many billion there are, that every one of them watched. And the whole thing seems like one big cattle farm. You know, in other words, you got to get consent before you scalp them. You know what I mean? So we get him in, get the consent. And so that would be all people in Hollywood, wouldn't it? Haven't they given consent? Most people?
They're playing a role, Zeph. They're playing a role.
Are there people
These celebrities, these actors, they know what's going on. They've been told to play a role, and they're playing it just as if they were making a movie or doing a television show. There's no real semblance of thought going into it. But I want to propose a little bit of a different idea. I don't see this thing as it's a pandemic. I've never been afraid. I've never been worried. I haven't stopped going out or doing what I do.
Me neither.
I see this more as a trial run, as a test run, to see what thinks. Because what they're trying to do is not only to eventually kill off a large number of the people on this earth, they're also trying to work out how to deceive all of the people on this earth. And what you see here is an attempt to lay out ground rules, to see what they can do, to work out the kinks. Yeah. But you see, it's going to fail.
It's going to fail. It's going to fail.
God's the one that times everything. And he's allowed them to do this, to reach out. But it's not going to be what they think it's going to be, because what they're doing is they're opening eyes. They're helping God to separate out his lambs from the goats.
Exactly.
And what we're doing is we're beginning to separate ourselves out, and we can feel it and we can see it. And we can see more. You said something last week that you saw a light, and I saw that light too.
Yeah, I know you did.
I woke up and I had seen it. And I got up and I wrote it down, and it was a light coming ever closer until suddenly it burst forth this flaming fire within each of us.
Amen.
Everywhere. Amen. It's only one fire, but he is everywhere in every lamb, and he touches our hearts with this finger of fire, them ablaze, as he hands each one of us what looked like a trumpet of prayer and commands us to blow with our living voices. Living word of God with the first breath of truth that we blow, the prayer itself becomes fire, spreading the fire from heart to heart, from mouth to mouth, from prayer to prayer. And this is what's coming, and they can't see it, but you see the batter rain is going to fall, and it's going to
keep going, man. Keep going. We need to keep going.
Yeah, amen.
Absolutely.
There's some mana for you guys, some Rima mana. Yeah, we need that. That's delicious there. We all know that. My thing the last couple of days has been this these attacks, and then, you know, they know that, if you have interruption in sleep and things like that, that, you know, it's harder to keep a sunny attitude. You know,
Stay away from us, Marina.
And no, that was because I prayed. I gave that to the Lord, and then you saw what happened on YouTube. The Lord used me in that operation to flush Microsoft and her off the YouTube, and it worked, and off Instagram, and wherever else they're going to try to launch that scam of his Windows. It's Windows in the form of vaccines. You know what made him the wealthiest guy in the world? I mean, you know, take a back seat. This generation, you know, these people here today, they're not going to have it. Now, I guess the good news is, and maybe Kunita can back me up on this, I see more and more people asking the question, God, are you there? You know, the first step. And
I agree with that.
I think, maybe quietly.
Many eyes are being opened, Jeff.
Well, hey, you guys
many
out
eyes
there,
are being opened.
You guys stumbling onto the Zeph report and you think I'm, you know, I was joking how I lost 1,000 friends last year. you know, they can't stand it. There's a lot of people that are coming around now, and I'm just telling you guys, look, it's for, God is for you. You know, he's just seek him, and all the answers will come to you, whether it's through a preacher somewhere, whether it's through the Bible, whether it's, you'll see it's supernatural. It's not linear. It's, your life will change. You're not complete. I'm not complete. Because, see, without God, I can't die. Because I need to live, right? The only way I can live is to abide in the one who overcame death and be washed clean by that blood that paid, that's money, okay? That paid for me. So that I can be with him. I can be reunited with God, with the Godhead, through Jesus, through the blood and the sacrifice of Christ, which is no sacrifice, because why? Anybody out there, why? Why is it not really, why is it the big snafu on Satan? Because he overcame death. Because the blood is life. The body is life. Because of that, and you may not believe that right now. You may believe there's a lot of hocus pocus with the story. We just went through Easter. But you see, the people there believed it because he reappeared and ministered to them, and they knew he had crossed over. They knew he was not the same as he was. And he told them, rejoice. I've overcome the world. And so all the disciples and even the Roman soldiers that were like touched by this, they all started dancing in the streets. And they even went to the lions and they overcame death themselves. And maybe they had to go through a tough test. Not everybody. Some people went through a martyr's test because they were no longer afraid to die. Now that's a very powerful thing. No longer afraid to die. That's a liberation, folks. And when you're no longer afraid to die, you're no longer afraid of, oh, they cut you off your job. Oh, you don't have the money this week to pay that bill. Oh, you're not going to have enough food to feed your family. All these kinds of obstacles are to be given to the Lord. There is redress there. There is miracle power there. There is the ultimate power of the entire universe. The creator, maker of you and everything there is can help you when you call on him. That's why we're here with prayer. When we started, human slavery, modern day trafficking, all that stuff, not even a topic. I mean, kind of a topic, sort of a fringe topic, and now it's totally mainstream. And Trump came in and he started going after the cartels and he's rounded up all these pedophiles. He told the Coast Guard the new cutters they're going to get are going to be used to interdict human trafficking to free children that have been trafficked across the seas. Now, that's pretty amazing. That's just a human slavery, modern
sure
day,
is.
Trafficking and marketing and body parts and the whole pantheon of satanic sacraments, which all these people about. When they go to a party, they have the reason they don't like me is because when I go into fiction, when I write fiction, I do all their things. They're horrified. I've had. This didn't get filmed, but I had a woman on a banquet table that looked exactly real. She was real. And they were literally cannibalizing her. And this is back in 1989.
Yep, society.
And why did they bring me to do that? Why do I know how to do that? Okay, why do I go into fiction? Why does that happen? So it buttresses. It's like, yeah, how do you do that without being in over here? Because God's doing that. He shows you. That's why a lot of these sci-fi writers, they get ideas, too, about, things like things in the future.
Well, look at Arthur C. Clarke's work.
Yeah, and they could be used for good or used for evil. I'm just saying there's so many miracles, okay, that's going on. I mean, I'm just naming one that I had had that same gag that Abramovich is putting out there, Miss Abracadabra, way back when. It got cut from the movie because they felt it was too much to have them having a finger or a leg. You know, that was too much.
They turned it into a whole shunting thing.
Yeah, they turned it into a rubber fest. But that's okay.
Point was still there, though.
Point was still there. So when one of you has a prophetic word, see, that was like a prophetic thing back then. You have a word, and you share that word like Kenita just shared, and we all get boosted up, and we all know our God is the Lord, and we all are taken care of right now. We are all resting on his bosom, basically. We're, you know, on daddy's lap, or on daddy's knee, you know, being, it's okay, we're going to get through this, don't worry.
Amen.
So, those of you who are asking these questions, I know this, you've been trained to think in a linear kind of, you know, in a box, and not just take that leap into the supernatural. And then you see the televangelists and the crooked people, and you see a guy like Kenneth Copeland trying to shoo the virus away. And these clowns are there to turn you away. Now, go ahead and talk. I'm going to get out of the way here. I feel better, you guys. That's all I'm trying to say.
Praise God.
I feel a lot better right
Thank
now.
Thank you, Lord.
Since Kenita said that, my spirit's been lifted.
Praise the Lord.
I'm back on track.
Hallelujah.
How about that?
Hallelujah. Maybe we should start praying.
Does anyone else have anything else to say?
Amen.
I don't want it to go by too fast.
Well, there's a scripture that goes with what Kenita said too, which is that God causes all things to work together for the good of the called according to his purpose.
Yeah.
So, I don't know if people want to try to advocate any time where God's not fulfilling his word and his promises. So God is going to use this as well for the good of the called. He's going to use this for the advancing of and the setting up of the of his kingdom.
Oh yeah.
And of what he's doing. And so all of these things, you know, and I continue to go back to just even the story of Christ. When he came onto this earth and he came onto this scene, everybody had their ideas. They thought, here's what's going to happen when the king shows up. Here's what the Messiah is going to do. He's going to put down the Romans. He's going to reestablish this. He's going to do this. He's going to do that. And he didn't fulfill any of their expectations. And he did something far beyond what anybody could ask or think. And, you know, so I think one of the pieces too in all of what happens on the earth, hindsight will be, you know, for lack of a better way to put it, 2020. Hindsight will be 2020.
Trish, in the live chat, I think somebody is using Zeph's handle.
Oh, they're back? Okay. I'll get it.
Hey, my message to you that you acting up there in the chat room, you know, why don't you just give it to the Lord, you know what I mean? And just like nobody here is going to hate you at all. I don't hate you. Do you get paid for doing this kind of stuff? I mean, it seems silly to be wasting your time like that, but you must be needing something. And,
yeah, to be up at 3 in the morning.
Yeah, I mean, you got to be anxious about something. This is my pet troll. He follows me all over the internet, and every once in a while he shows up. And he tries to his hand at comedy. He tries to be a comedian. And, you know, that's not working out so well for him.
Knock it off, Marty.
His name is Marty, yeah. Well, I think it's the same guy. He's been around for years. Sometimes he's fantasizing having sex with Trish and stuff. And then he gets into this whole... Then he says, you're all Jews and you're all going to hell. And then he gets into this whole... He tries to accuse everyone of being a pedophile, and it's not...
Knock it off, Marty.
It's not really the newest thing.
Come on, just be a regular person, and we'll...
Accept the Lord Jesus Christ, and this is the best deal you're going to get right here, and then get into the chat room under your own name, and just, you know, we're walking with the Lord. Join us. You know,
yeah, that sounds like a good idea.
Why not?
Because you might as well. I mean, you're already up at 3 a.m. Why don't you get
<Yeah. right? laughs> Why not? So, you know, no one's going to hold you, you know, bring up the past or what you wrote and all that. It's just, you know, bygones be bygones. It doesn't, I mean, sometimes it's amusing. But
it's kind of a drag when he like takes on Charles Canitas Ramel.
And he took on Tina Plack.
Tina or you or Francesca even.
And Pia Francesca. She's taken on Pia Francesca, who's been a real supporter here and a real
great
help
prayer support
to us. Yeah, and you know, but he could change it. He could switch sides.
Yeah,
you know, and see what happens. You know.
Well, and there will be people that switch sides. There will be people that come from darkness to light, from the power of Satan unto God. There will be people that realize that all this hate and bitterness and all this stuff that they've, because I mean, the devil's just playing you.
I'm caught up in the same thing.
You know, and I think there's different. You know, there is. You know, we can't generalize, and we have to be open to that. I think so, because, like I said, you know, there's different programs. There's Manchurian Candidates. There's the MK Ultra. There's
Trolls.
Project Artichoke. There's Trolls. There's all different programs. And a lot, you know, some of these people are just waking up and they have cognitive dissonance and they're coming into their own spiritually as well. And, you know, it's a process. And the thing is that you know, you have to keep in mind, too, some people are generationally born into this. You know, it's not like something that they, you know, were given a choice.
We're all clones, you know, basically. You know, we're all fooling ourselves thinking we're the original thing. You know, there's been a lot of, and I don't mean clone in our souls or anything. I mean in terms of consciousness, in terms of civilization, and a lot of things. We're not really authentically real. The only way you can break those bonds to find out how deep your programming goes is to go with the Lord, because the Lord is the only place I know to break that programming, and then you get to see what God really wants of you and who you really are. And those answers, I mean, I love getting those answers about, I thought I was this, but I'm not. I thought I was just a horrible person because they all told me that, and then I find out I'm not. And I love finding out that, you know, that a lot of the things I've been suffering from have been programs, not by people that are programs of programs. They don't even know what they're doing. And so,
That troll obviously doesn't know what he's doing. I mean, how long has he been on us like this?
I don't know.
Quite a while.
A few years.
And, you know, it just never changes. He's just,
I don't know.
It's probably a bot.
I think it's Marty. I think it's Marty, the failed comedian.
Anyway, we invited him in to, you know, just like drop it and just repent, go to the Lord, and just, we're going to, you know, be cool. I mean, why not? At this point, I don't see the profit in, unless maybe he has a lot of people that he has to keep visiting, and, you know, maybe that's what it is. I don't know. But I have no thought about it other than, you know, when I see people that go, oh, so there's a lot of people that do thumbs down, and I'm like, okay, so you're against stopping human trafficking. They have these like programs, I'll just say, about reality, and sometimes it involves the Jesuits or the Jews or this or that or some kind of thing, the aliens sometimes. And they want everyone to conform to their way of thinking, or they go around bashing everybody on all these YouTubes and wherever they can. And, Govinda, we really have to, we really have to, you know, to be real. We have to walk away from that and not have to respond. You know what I mean? Because when we respond, I've noticed that, I've got to confess my sin right now. My sin is I've been getting emotionally caught up in people that are trying to shame us for, you know, wanting
freedom,
a business to succeed, someone's business, and, you know, or for wanting our film to succeed, which has been a real.
Well, I think we have to stand up.
We've been in a real storm.
Everyone has to stand up. We can't just let them override our freedom.
This thing with demonetizing people online and targeting their channels, they're just taking it to another level. This is just to control the monetary, the whole entire monetary system. It's you know, it's just like them laundering the money from the World Bank.
Are they all going to die? Are all the clones going to die?
Are they all going to die?
I don't know, but I, you know, what's going on in China is really, really disturbing. And I'm not just talking about the bioweaponry,
throwing people in the ovens?
Humanity worldwide.
It's Adolf Hitler stuff. Throwing people in the ovens alive. Burning, that, I can't think of anything more horrific than that, just taking someone that's perfectly alive, putting them in a body bag or whatever, or even not even in a body, not wanting to waste the body bag, and throw them into the cremation station, and then, you know, watch them burn to death.
Well, I really like the way that, especially in the last few days.
What's even worse is they're giving people back urns with strangers and mixed remains.
Right. And then younger people, they take the organs. They got little trucks that drive around, and they, you know.
Yeah, they've been doing that for years.
If you're a dissident, they'll visit you, and the next thing you know, you die slowly while you watch your.
They really go after the Falun Gong because they're very healthy.
Yeah, and your lungs, and you watch them taken out of you. The next thing you know, okay, goodbye, they say, and then off you go. It's my question about the entire group of the world, you know, that are putting on this concert and doing all this politically correct virtue signaling and stay home, and they have all this thing about stay home, and that makes you a good, compliant, you know, person, you're saving the world, and all this kind of kumbaya stuff. Are these people going to die? That's my question.
Well,
you don't have to answer.
Here's the thing that you have to think about.
Question.
Okay. It is very real, and when it does spread, it spreads ferociously quick.
That's true.
From what I understand.
That's right.
And the objective is they're trying to contain the spread, which I think they're doing a pretty good job, fortunately, because we do have a lot of empty hospitals. However, there are areas in New York and Italy was hit really hard. Iran was hit really hard. Yeah. And, you know, so you have to think about, as an individual, you know, you're going to go out in public and you're going to fight for your freedoms, but you don't know these people, these, especially some of these political people that believe in their politics more than they care about humanity.
Mm-hmm.
You can't control the way they're going to behave.
That, are they going to die?
So, well, you have to consider that could have, that, you know, if you're going to go out and you're going to mingle and go and do these demonstrations, you have to consider that there's people out there with that mindset.
Well, my, you know, I'm just wondering, Kunita, can you answer this? Are all, there's a lot of people in that sort of Lady Gaga, you know, weekend concert group, you know, just, you know, Kumbaya, Hey Jude, waving the, you know, the lighters.
Billy and Melinda were there.
Yeah, we're all one. Bill Gates and all the people that we've had a problem with, are they going to die? Is this the big divide?
This is the big divide, I believe. I believe you're seeing the divide right now.
Whether they're
going to die or not, we're all going to die.
Right. Well, I mean, are they going to die?
But
like,
are they spiritually dead? They are spiritually dead now.
Okay, yeah. So that answers that question.
To be, you know what, guys? To be truly honest, I think we're at the time that we're going to have to choose on what side we lay on. You know,
yes, you are right.
Nobody's going to be in the middle. And it's like, okay, where do you lay on and what do you decide? How you want to live your life? And that's what's it's going to be. And we're going to have to stand for who we are. Because if we talk about the mark of the beast, well, we all know that, hey, if you take it, it's going to change who you are. Right? If you read the word, it tells you that. But we're going to have to decide, just like we decide every day, to come and follow Christ and follow what He has given us and what He has blessed us with and what He's calling us to do. But ultimately, He's in control. He is in control. He's in control. Because even when you read about, you know, in the Old Testament, you know, about King Nebuchadnezzar and who came after him, King Cyrus, He's always in control, guys. He is always in control. Right, so mm-hmm. It doesn't.
That is correct.
I guess it doesn't matter what. what happened, he's going to be in control with us or without us. It doesn't matter.
Well, I trust in him that he's in control. That's mm-hmm. Otherwise, I wouldn't get out of bed. So, I mean, you know, with the things going on today, it would be pretty depressing. And I'm not fighting. I'm not telling people not to stay home. It's not. You know, that's not really even the issue. If you want to stay home to prevent the spread, to kind of wait till we get into warmer weather and that might blunt the curve and all that stuff, you know, there's some science back there. I'm not against that at all. In fact, that's what I do. I haven't broken any rules here, but then again, I'm my lifestyle is pretty
well. We did get a few stares when we went to the grocery store the other day.
Yeah, but you're supposed to be.
We're not wearing masks and we're not wearing gloves and we're standing beside each other holding hands.
We didn't break any rules.
My idea of the revolution should be people starting gardens, socializing food.
Amen. I love gardening.
We're starting a garden this year for the first time.
Disengaging.
Yeah. Watermelon.
Yeah, just disengaging. You know, homeschooling. That's the revolution. Homeschooling your children, gardening at home, socializing food with, you know, your neighbors, sharing what you have an abundance of, you know, trade. That's the revolution I see.
Do you think there'll be a healing of the breach of the 501c3 and the, you know, the wilderness Christians? Do you think they'll ever be able to be normal with us, you know, because in the past when I've intermingled with the sort of what I call the conform to society Christian under, you know, the rubric of this, you know, beast system, 501c3, I've always run into the same thing that I run into with just people in general, which is this general hatred. It's like a general kind of a looking down on us because we're not like them. And I wonder if they're ever
going to... there's something ritualistic about, you know, people that need to go to church. There's something, I think, already in their nature where they need that schedule or that ritual of going to church,
right.
You know.
It makes them feel
good. It's a different... and it does. It makes you feel good. But when you're talking about the 501c3s that I have in my mind,
we know what they are.
Yeah, it's a little bit.
You know, I would have been. And the other thing is this: when I've gone in the past, I'm very peaceful. I'm very respectful of them that are the congregation, whatever it is. I try to fit in. I worship with them. I pray with them. But I'm still me. I still say things that I would say. I mean, I'm not acting.
Yeah, we don't fit in, Seth, because we're organic people. We don't wear masks. We are who we are. When we come into a room, it's like we don't fit in, man.
Well, I mean, one time Trish and I walked in, the whole congregation, I mean, they actually did this. They stood up and they did an about face. I kid you not. Imagine that in a big sanctuary. They all
turned away.
They all turned away to give us the message we're shunned. And then I asked them why, and they said, well, we can't really tell you why. And so, you know, it's like, okay, so you're hooked up.
I remember when we were taking the Bible school, too, and pastor goes...
I was a total A student.
You were the total A student, and they said, we have another one like you in one of the other classes.
But then
it's like, we can't approve of you. Can't approve of you.
Well, if I'm so different, I mean, to me, I'm not different. I have to live with myself every day. I'm just trying to do my best here. But, you know, what they should do is they should, you know, recognize that there are people that are not, you know, going to be hooked up to Satan.
Yeah.
It's like they almost want you to fall, consent to Satan, then accept Jesus, but stay in Satan's rules, and then we can play church. And so that's
the way it was.
That's the snafu. And they're all into it. All, like in Southern California, all the pastors.
When we left the church,
all of them.
The pastor was like calling our house and going, we're all the same. All of us pastors are the same. You're an island, Jeff. You're an island.
I said, oh, great, I'm an island.
We're an island. Okay, cool.
I hope it's a beautiful island.
I hope it's a tropical island.
I hope it's got great waves. Yeah, he was screaming.
He was screaming on the phone.
You know, this is why I talk about on my wall the I am and the organic being, because this is kind of...
I told him, listen, here's what I said to him. I said, you know, you better get yourself out to the desert here in SoCal, you know, out to Mojave or something,
yes,
and get on your face and apologize for all this, sorry to say it, but all the shit you pulled around here, and get yourself straightened up and start walking the right way. So I told him that, and then he...
And that's the answer to your question, Zeph.
And then he scoffed at me.
That's the answer to your question. There is no reconciliation between the 501c3
okay.
and the believers, because
like the alternative
they are tied to Caesar by the 501c3. They are linked to Caesar. Christ will not share his Godhead.
No, or...
Christ will not share his salvation. Christ will not reach out to them. They will come to him. If they are true believers, there are many in the 501c3 that are deceived, and they will come out. But that's the reconciliation.
See, and that's
they
what,
have to come
that's
out.
What I, that's what worries me about Trump. He's surrounded with these evangelical sellouts, and you know, not the real people. And I always wonder if I could just talk to him for 5 minutes. If any of you Trumps are listening in here, I mean, not that I would expect you to at all, ever. But if for some strange reason you caught this, please get me an appointment with him. Because I have...
In my dream,
I
we had an appointment
him
with
him.
And
I need 30 minutes, and I'll be gone.
I think he's doing pretty darn good right now. He had to play rope-a-dope for a while, but now he's coming out. Like yesterday, he was very powerful at the task force, whatever the hell they call it.
I just want to tell him that, you know...
He's like basically saying... Watch. Just watch what I do. Watch what I do.
I just want to tell him that, you know, I want to have this discussion that we just had just now. And I just want to identify if there's a breach in the Christian church. That we who are representatives of Jesus, we who are like angels, we've been dropped in here. And so we who have this separation have authority to talk to leaders.
Mm-hmm.
Those who don't have the separation do not have the standing, or they won't be accurate. Why wouldn't a leader seek out? You know, Jeremiah was separate. All the prophets were separate.
Mm-hmm.
All of them. Then they kill them, you know, which is kind of nasty after taking their advice, you know, but then they say something the king doesn't want to hear, and then the next thing you know, they're getting sawed in half. But, you know, this seeking of truth, you know, unless and until, folks, I'll give you a prophetic word right now. You can take this to the bank, you can take this to the Lord, you can take this to your life, to your mirror, anywhere you want to go. Unless this breach is healed, and I mean for real, we don't really have this giant body of Christ that people are talking about. We have the wannabes, and then we have the ones who have been rejected, put out on the streets, Or even in a situation like this, where we're in society, but we're not exactly, you know, welcome.
We're in it, but not of it.
And until that changes, you're going to continue to have problems, church. And if it doesn't change, fine.
Let me put it in this kind of light. You know, there's the AI online, and it kind of, you know, and then there's the mainstream media, and there's people that subscribe to the mainstream media. They're plugged into this AI program, Perspective Online, and they are, you know, they go to church and they wear their mask and they're polite and they say what they say their cordial things, and it's kind of scripted, right?
Yeah,
so
nice.
you have to consider that there's also the organic human being, like myself and all of you and the I am. Me.
Yeah.
I am who I am.
Well, I am, and you know, there's nothing but you, and there's nothing but me. It's a weird kind of a paradox, but it's the way God works it out, and we need to pay attention to Him, each one of us individually, in that I am, and He tells us to do something or leads us a certain way. Obedience always leads to, you know, calmer waters. Nice pastures, obedience, and sometimes we have to fast and pray, sometimes we have to, you know, but it should be led by Him and not by the collective or not by other people that are going to be, look coming to your house and telling you to take that art off the wall, or you put a picture up on the internet and go, oh, that's demonic. And I know you've had a lot of that trouble, Amelia. You've had a lot of that kind of trouble. You have to get stronger.
You know, I do put
in listening to him, not them.
Sometimes I do put dark images up sometimes, but you know, I have my own kind of way of, you know, expressing myself. And these people are really dark. I mean, what I'm trying to convey to the public, I'm trying to show, like, you know, look, this is what's happening, you know.
Well, you know, I'm beginning to get to come to the conclusion that a lot of the satanic kingdom is under the sea. And I've been dealing with that lately, and that a lot of the programming, a lot of the advanced computers, a lot of the advanced technology comes from these creatures. That's all I'm going to say about it right now.
John, in the chat, later. John Richardson, he said, I remember Bishop Kanko saying the Lord will do something radical in America. Here it is.
Here it is, Bishop Kanko. Prophet on the spot. Well, you know, see, that's the thing. And how many people have been downloading that Bishop Kanko stuff we did? That thing's been downloaded, I don't know, millions of times all over the world.
Yeah.
You know, because he had some truth.
Yep.
And then Kaneda had truth today.
He knew the dark side.
And we had a prophetic word here.
When he came to the Lord, came to the Lord.
About this light, about this thing that was coming up back in 2015.
Mm-hmm.
And it is coming to total fruition. It's expanding
well,
to total
Bishop
fruition.
Bishop Kanko, he talked about the kingdoms under the sea.
Mm-hmm.
Guys had a pretty... You discussed that together pretty extensively on those interviews.
Right.
And we discussed that it was a spiritual kingdom. You know that it's in the dimension of the spirit.
That's
and
the devil.
And there's a lot of things that come out of that.
Leviathan. It's Satan. It's under the sea. That's where it's at. It's not out there in space. It's under the sea. That's where it all comes from. And they control
people.
And
you know, everybody... And everybody that is stuck in the dimensions of what they can see, taste, sense with these five senses, and they don't recognize the level of the spiritual kingdom of what we're surrounded by that's raging around us on all sides at all times. I mean, they're going to miss this whole thing because they're just going to look at things from that dimension and that space. Mm-hmm. But we are in the middle of extremely charged battle that's playing out on this stage, but it's happening in multiple dimensions and multiple ways, and it's manifesting here. And God has us here in this dimension for His purposes, and that's the part that we just need to get onto God's page.
They have lots of
creatures.
And that's
what we're doing when we get together.
They can actually appear as a human being out of the sea and then be walking around. I mean, you know, you have to realize that this is going on every day. And you may not be able to detect it, but, you know, that's right now. I don't know. I've been led into this sea thing, and I'm seeing the technologies that are so far in advance of human as to it would be incomprehensible to us. Some things, in other words, you wouldn't be able to see what they do in front of us.
Yeah.
In fact, if one of them showed up in front of you right now, you wouldn't be able to see him or her or it. You wouldn't be able to see it. They also promise immortality to those that serve them. And this is a big motivating factor for the elites that obey these spirits. It's not, there's no, people say, well, those are marine spirits. No, those are the spirits. That's the kingdom of darkness. It's under the sea. It's not like a marine spirit that you have to cast out as a marine. There's many creatures and limitless supply of any kind of form you like. It doesn't even matter. They can be this, they can be that, they can be a planet, they can be a star. They can do all kinds of things. But it's one entity. That old devil, you know, that's in, you know, with the, go back and look at, what is it, Revelation 12? Is that that old devil and Satan, the sea serpent? Okay, that also is called Leviathan, and is called the dragon, and the red dragon, and that is a sea dragon, just so people understand that. I mean, that's, yes, if you're hanging around with spirits of the sea, There are Marine spirits. I mean, but I don't want to say Marine, the word Marine, because that puts it into too much of a human context. These things control all of their thoughts. And they are under the microscope. These things see everything that goes on, and they control it. So a lot of the things you see on TV, and a lot of these people you see when they look a little bit robotic, or they look kind of plastic, or like they're reading from a script or whatever, they're being completely dominated by these creatures in the sea, because they think that if they serve this beast, that they will have immortality, and they are not going to die. That's their motivation for doing it. And that they're going to live, and if the sea creatures tell them to hand over humanity so they could do what they want with it, they're promised everlasting life in the current form they're in, or even being dialed back to their youth, and promise kingdoms, apotheosis, being a god that's worshipped, all those things are on the table for these people. And actually, you know, they believe that these beings and this reality will save them. Now, it's interesting when someone says something about Fukushima, and you think about the pollution and all that, does that have any effect on them? Not at all. No effect whatsoever. It's not, they're not biologically based. So it's a whole weird thing. You've got to stretch your mind. But at some point, this dragon will be slain. The sea creature will be defeated. And it's prophesied in the Bible, in the book of Revelation. And I believe that this confrontation now is going to cause, from Jesus' side, a response. And so part of that response is pointing people toward the oceans of the earth. And so that'll help when you bind spirits, and you might even start hearing from some of these. Well, if you do, you know, you hand them to, you're not going to go fight the dragon right now. You're going to hand that experience, if that happens to you, and they are following you or tailing you or doing what they do with me and invading the dreams and my conscious, you know, lucid dreams and all kinds of things. You've got, what did I do? What did Zeph do? I'm not telling you have to do it this way. You do it the way you're led. I'm not into controlling anyone. But I handed it to the Lord because it's too big for me.
Yep.
You're talking about an entire program, an entire race of people, perhaps. I can't fight them all myself. I hand it to the Lord. And then I say, thank you, Father, and I wait. And then the next thing I see is this Microsoft abracadabra woman getting tossed. You know, after I gave it to the Lord, the next day she was
tossed. The very next
day. The very next day, yeah. Tossed off the internet. What? How about that for a result, folks?
That's pretty cool.
How about that for a witness? And I didn't do anything. I just, like a child, I just said, this is too big for me, Father, please. And, you know, yes, I want to rebuke, and I want to bind, and I want to cast out, and I want to do all those things. But this was, you know, like a lot of things,
it's too big.
I've given it to the Lord. And I intend that the Lord can maybe fight this battle, and something that maybe I couldn't do. Because I recognize the size of, the backlash. Like right today, I'm getting backlash from it. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I'm getting backlash bad from that little stunt I pulled. Which was, what was the stunt? Gave it to the Lord, but I saw results. And every time I do that, it works. Every time I give it to the Lord, it works. But every time I try to get back in and control it, I suffer. But when I really give it to Him in faith, He fights and wins the battles. It could be a little battle. It could be, you know, me versus Govinda or something, a misunderstanding. Something like that, we give right to the Lord. Patient, and then, you know, fix it. That's never going to happen, Govinda, but if it does, that's what I'm going to do.
Hey, well, let's...
Well, you know... Yeah, I know Patricia's calling for prayer. Yeah. You know, that is a good point, though, Zeph, too, is that in the middle of this time as well, the AI has been weaponized mm-hmm. to bring divisions, sure to bring schisms, to bring people against each other, to bring misunderstandings. So with all of those kind of things too, it's important that we give grace to each other, that we pray for one another, Amen. that we call each other up, because the enemy is really trying to bring those divisions between people, because if people are divided, they can't stand. And so ultimately, as long as we continue to give things to God, he can sort everything out. But let's as much as possible, let's give each other the benefit of the doubt when it comes to things that are coming up. But let's speak the truth where and when we see it. Let's make things known. Let's bring things out. We do need to call, bring things into the light like we have done here, because the thing is, the enemy can't exist if he thrives in the darkness. Yeah. So when we drag this stuff into the light and we expose things for what they are, like the global vaccine agenda, the witchcraft agenda, the agenda to try to enslave all of humankind,
huge,
to chip and cattle tag everybody. I mean, our initiative is Human 2020. Theirs is ID 2020. Are you kidding me?
Are you kidding me?
I mean,
yeah.
You know, so
we're dialed in, baby.
I loved it in the protest in Austin, the InfoWars protest. They had a big sign that says, "Texans will not take the mark of the beast."
Well, they know, but that mark is out of here now. I followed a couple of Trump's.
Yeah, I don't know how it's gonna. I don't know how it's gonna go over. It's not gonna go over too well here.
Oh, he'll be back.
I don't know. Texas is a republic. You know,
You know, the only way he can get that through is if people are ignorant. You know, and what God is saying, I think, in the Bible is like, you need to know what it is and take it. They can't just, you know, sneak it in on you.
Yeah.
You know, you have to have your free will engaged.
My people perish for lack of knowledge. And we aren't ignoring the knowledge. We're receiving the knowledge.
Well, anyway, this situation, I'm sure, like everything else in the book of Revelation, it just seems like it gets closer. And, you know, it looks like it's setting up, and then like this feels a little bit like a test run. Doesn't really feel like the
test run,
the main thing, but it looks like
what?
Their agenda 2030 and our knowledge that, you know, I think Mike Horsey told me, based on his guesstimate. I mean, nobody knows.
They
the
certainly
time.
Did not count.
He had 2028 as being
I think
the
that
wrap-up.
they jumped the shark with this whole agenda. They weren't going to do it so quickly. But now that they're trying to push it so quickly, everybody is wising up. And they didn't count on Trump being there in the arena at this time, and he is. And you can hear them openly say in all these, you know, at the UN and at the CDC. They say, well, America's a real problem with this president. It's a real problem. Yes, it's a real problem for you and your dark agenda. Thank
I
God.
Just wonder, any of you out there, do you want
to
take the mark?
I just want to remind people, too, you know, when Trump was originally holding these press conferences about the outbreak, there were people that were infected that were intentionally trying to go into these press conferences and infect the president and infect people
Amen.
There. So
Amen.
You know, like I said,
he takes the chloroquine. He takes the hydroxychloroquine as a preventative.
Mm-hmm.
He told us he was doing that.
Yeah.
And so that's
smart.
I think that's keeping him healthy. Good move.
Yeah.
And I love the way he won't take the guff from the stupid reporters who are asking the stupidest questions and trying to entrap him with these stupid questions. He just calls them on it immediately, and I love that.
Well,
and I love the fact that he is now, he's defunded the WHO, and that puts him on firmly on our side.
You know, maybe New Mexico can, like, since the governor's brought, we're last in education, and we're last now in business because she refused to open. I think she's going to go for the trifecta, last in tourism, because this town cannot survive without tourism.
Oh, gosh.
She's killed it. She's
you know,
she'll have the big three.
I went to.
She'll probably get a crown for that.
My jeweler. I went to get some jewelry repaired. They're closed. The whole building that his office is in, his workshop is in, It's close. He was the only person in it. It was locked. He had to come down and let me in. And we give each other a hug, and I go, oh, we're not social distancing, are we? Well, he goes, no, I'd rather have a hug. And
Trish, you just committed a crime.
I know.
You admitted it now on the air.
I did. And
my goodness.
And
Lady Gaga's going to spank you.
The whole town was just, there was nobody there. And this is a place that's usually bustling, you know, bustling. Just bustling. And all the restaurants are closed, and all, it's just insane.
But it's mainly a town of tourism. When people yeah. come here in the summer, because the reason why is because it never gets more than about 85 degrees when it settles in, and there's the monsoons coming in July. It's beautiful.
Beautiful rains.
Very beautiful downtown.
And then the Indian arts.
And the Indian arts are awesome, and people like to drive around the country. It's very unique country. And so it was basically a real big tourist place. And if she continues, her name is Michelle Lujan Grisham. If she continues to
she's
be,
a witch.
You know, Madame Marie Antoinette, if she continues with, like the Nancy Pelosi, let them eat cake, or in her case, ice cream, if she continues down that path, she's going to be hit with a flurry of lawsuits for destroying the livelihood of New Mexico itself. But you should see her defenders. Says, thank God you're standing up against the ignorant people. Who are, and, you know, you look at this state, it has one of the least amounts of infection and everything else. They're trying to make it so everyone's infected. And all anyone is saying is a responsible...
Let's go back to work.
Open, not everything, but a few things here and there that are a little more essential and a little more, you know. But they have no interest here. It's what she's doing. I'll tell you one more time, because I know I got New Mexicans here listening to me. Okay. Hello out there, New Mexicans. I've tried. You know, the truth is harsh. Sorry. But I'll say this. She keeps testing people. And as long as those tests go up, she says, as long as it's increasing, she's keeping the clamp. Okay? So
which is exact opposite of science.
No, she's not going by science, but the people, her dupes, the most of them are on the government dole, by the way, that support her. They don't know science, and they act like they do. This is a lot of people on that side of things in politics. They throw around statistics that make no sense. And so she says, the more it's going up, the more I'm going to keep it clamped down. Then the other day, she says how much food she has to deliver to the Navajo Nation, and how, in other words, virtue signaling again. What a great humanitarian she is to keep the Navajo from starving, to get this, to deflect this problem she has off of her. Now, my friend, my Mexican friend says, and he's American, I guess he's half and half. He says to me that he thinks in a few days she'll take her foot off the brake.
I hope he's right.
And so I don't know. I'd be happy. I'm just going by what she has said, and I'm going by the ranchers and the farmers and the retailers and the restaurant owners and the massage therapists and the beauty treatments and the hotels, and they're all barking at her saying, well, look, you know.
Our masseuse was we suddenly became her only client, and she was like fully booked before that.
Right. Well, we've had to take care of, you know, there's been people that have met hard times, you know, and we know that there are people here in New Mexico on the verge of starvation. We also know in Texas, they're that this kind of thing causes, and believe me, she and the rest of the country media are not going to want to cover the starvation if it's going to be good for Trump. You know, that the fact, in other words, that because they stalled, they caused more starvation and more suicides. And that's going to be blamed on, say, Biden or something. They're going to play it all out as politics. I mean, very, very dangerous. So what we're going to do is this. We're going to pray. And that's what we can do. And we're going to share. Let's make a habit of sharing more prophetic insights with each other. I believe Kunita, what he said is absolutely spot on. That there's going to be a Joel 2 explosion.
Praise the Lord.
There's going to be an explosion of this light. And a latter rain anointing on all people of Christ. And you're going to have prophetic gifts. You're going to walk into your dinner table. You'll be sitting there, and you'll just blurt something out that's a prophetic truth, and it's going to maybe break the whole thing up, and you'll get in trouble, but you will have achieved a prophetic word delivery.
Amen.
You might have saved somebody's life. and prophetic healing like Peter. You walk by the bed, they're healed.
Amen.
You know what I mean? He raised Tabitha from the dead, she's healed. Don't forget that part.
Amen.
I almost raised my dad from the dead. I remember he was pretty much dead, and then we gave him some kind of flower treatment or whatever, and he revived. And my mother got so pissed that I did that she made sure no more visitors so she could kill him off. Mm-hmm. Anyway. Okay. Well, let's go, Govinda. Sorry for hogging this.
All right. Let's pray. Okay. Father God, thank you. Thank you, Lord God, so much, Father. Thank you, Father, that we can come before you right now in Jesus' name. And Lord, as your people, Father, all over this world right now, we come before you as we do every month, Father God. We come before you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We boldly come before the throne of grace as your children, trusting you, Lord God, and knowing, Father, that you've called us by your name and through the blood of Jesus Christ, who makes us able to do this, Father, able to come before you, washed clean and purified, Lord, by your blood and by the sacrifice made by cross, by Jesus Christ on the cross. Lord, the old man is dead, and the new man is who we are.
Yes.
The resurrection life in Christ, and that's who we are, and that's how we come to you this day.
Amen.
In that resurrection life, in that new life, Lord, and in that new life, Lord, we come before you this day as brothers and sisters in Christ, one in the Spirit, one in you, engrafted into the vine, to come before you as your ambassadors, as your witnesses, for your kingdom purposes at such a time as this. And right now, Lord, as your witnesses on the earth, Father, we come before you as we have on every 20th, Father, on every 20th of the month, Lord God, for the last number of years, since 2015, we've been doing this, Father. And we come before you, Lord, as the persistent widow did. We ask for justice, Lord. We ask for you to address, Lord God, what is going on this world, Lord, on this planet, Father. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. Lord, this belongs to you. And Lord, you came to set the captives free. You came, Lord, to destroy the works of the devil. For this reason, the Son of God was manifest, to destroy the works of the devil. So Lord, we bring this before you, Father. Lord, we bring into the light, Lord, the work of the devil. Father, we bring into the light even this last month, Father, the revelation of the plot of the enemy to try to enslave the entire world, Lord.
Yes,
God. And and all of this has been brought out. Father, we hand it over to you collectively as your children. Lord, this is far beyond anyone's capabilities and any individual's ideas in their own mind. Father, we hand this whole situation over to you to be dealt with by you, to be adjudicated by you. Father, this world is suffering, Father, with the issue of human trafficking and modern-day slavery, whether it's the sex trafficking, the labor trafficking, the organ trafficking, the illegal adoptions, the child soldiers, the unsafe migration, all the different ways that people have been enslaved on this planet. Father God, in Jesus' name, end it, Lord. We are asking and we are praying, Father. We continue to come before you, Lord God. Please, Father God, do not let us go away without hearing the answer to our prayers and the judgment of our King, the answer of the King. Lord, the centurion, he said, all you've got to do is say the word, and my servant will be healed. You don't have to come to my house, Lord. All you've got to do is just say the word, and it's done, because you are the King. You are the ultimate authority. Lord, the world has its low-level kings and its governors and its rulers and its princes and its mayors and city council members and all the different people and all their little fiefdoms. But you are the King of Kings, and what you say goes. And so when you speak, it is done. When you adjudicate, it is done. When you say this is what happens, this is what happens. So, Lord, we bring this before you again, Lord God, and we ask, Father, that you will make a final ruling on this. Lord God, that you will end this system of human trafficking, that you will end the system of modern-day slavery. So we bring this before you. We bring it to your feet. We ask you, Lord, in Jesus' name, Lord, it's your kingdom, your will be done. And we put it up and hand it over to you in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Jesus'
name.
Jesus'
name.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Father God, we just thank you. And I agree with my bread of prayers here, Father. That, Lord, you will turn this world. Lord, you will turn this world for your glory. Father.
Amen.
We thank you, first of all, for all the people that are waking up, for all the people that are starting to really see some of what's going on and who's the who and what's going on in this world. Father God, I pray that you raise an army. I pray that you raise an army, not just in the United States, not just in Canada, not just in Sri Lanka, not just in Europe, but all over the world, that people will speak out. People will speak out the truth. People will talk about you. People will prophesy. People will heal the sick.
Yes.
And people
yes.
will recognize you are the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords.
Amen.
Because Lord, you, Father God, Lord, today I pray, Lord, for what's going on with the coronavirus, Lord, Father God, that you will turn it for you and only you and for your glory.
Yes.
Father God, people will stand together. People will rise together. People
yes.
will come together to praise you, Lord, Father God. Even today, Lord, you have taken down all churches, all of those. The building churches is gone, Father God. Your true believers, Father God, are rising up. People are waking up, and we thank you for that. Father God, I pray an anointing. Just like you had on the Israelites, Father God, upon the people on this on this panel, the listener, Father God, the people that are listening, and then that have not turned to you, Lord, we pray that Lord, they will give their life to you. They will give their life to you. We pray, Father God, for human trafficking, all the different kind of business that. Human trafficking is involved will be broken. Mm-hmm. Broken right now. We speak these things. In Jesus Christ's name again.
Yes.
Again.
Amen. In Jesus' name, amen.
Jesus
wow.
Name,
Jesus' name, amen.
We took it now.
I thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, for bringing us together this morning. I so enjoy these times of fellowship, these times of coming together and times of prayer. For Father, it is you who gave us these prayers. It is you who called us out each morning to pray. It is you, my Father, who builds this fire, this life within us. It calls out to end this practice of slavery,
yes.
of sexual slavery, of child
yes.
slavery, of child sexual abuse that is spread around the world,
yes.
that is the foundation of the powers that be.
Yes.
Oh, my Father, I come against them in your name. In your holy fire, I stand against this.
Yes, Lord.
In your name, I rebuke them.
Yes.
And this latest thing, this so-called pandemic, this facade with which they tried to enslave the entire world.
Yeah.
My Father, what hubris do they possess? I come against them.
Hallelujah.
And in your His name, my Father, and in your spirit, I stand for righteousness, Father, for freedom, for individuals, for the person, the people that you have created in your image. I come in your name, my Father, before you and beg you to end these practices,
Amen.
To bring these people to justice, to give us the life that you have promised us here in your abundance on this a beautiful creation that you have made and given to us. We claim it, Father, in your name. We will not give it up to them. We will not surrender. We will not
Amen.
Join in. We will not share your glory with these thieves and liars.
Yes.
Stand with us this Jesus. Day, our Father.
Jesus. Earth dwellers.
Jesus' name.
Jesus.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Father God, I want to pray for the children and families all over the world that are afflicted and struggling and in need. I pray that you make sure that they're provided for and have everything that they need. And I also Amen. Want to pray for the people in China, the Africans that are in China, that their countries or extradite them.
horrific crimes happening against humanity, and I pray, God, that you shine a light on all of this, your healing light on humanity, and and protect all of us, all of us on the panel, the 20 on 20 panel, protect the listeners that are tuning in and that pray with us. I pray that we all are protected. And in Jesus' name, amen.
In Jesus' name,
amen.
Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Yeah, praise. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Father, this beautiful day. Even all over the world, there is a fear of death. And Father, even the people are locked down in their houses. But Father, believers are happy. I just enjoy the happiness on the 2020 or the party part or the prayer markers. Today I feel that you gave a life because you are a live God, Father. And Father, when in Pakistan, the people who are hate us, Father, because when we go there and distribute the food to their houses, to on the roads, Father, when we give the give to little children, Father, pregnant women, Father, even the people who are working as sanitary workers, Father, Father, when we give the food to them, they enjoy and they ask that the only you people are blessed who are distributing food to our us. And Father,
amen.
You give us. Give us, Father, a courage that we would distribute already 1,100 food boxes to these people, Father. And I believe that in coming days, when, Father, the people are just waiting for, some people just waiting for death due to the hunger, I believe that we will arrange the food for them, Father. And also, I request to you, Father, not as anyone, Father, that when we are a rescue of family, please help us, Father, that that girl is just used for a sex slavery, Father, and the,
yes.
And the father is a, and the brother is just also used for this, he will be used in the organ. Maybe the people are asking that due to the hunger, you will sell the organ. So, just give us a courage that we will go soon there and rescue them. That
yes, Lord.
Yes,
and
Lord.
Also, that when, Father, everywhere there is a hunger and there is a lockdown, and it's a big plan of the Satan that the churches are the closed.
Mm-hmm.
And there are tension in the houses, but I believe, Father, you make a way for your people that we are happy. And we use a WhatsApp, we use a Skype for each other, Father. We pray for each other, Father. And I believe that these days will be gone away, Father, in the name of Jesus, Father.
Yes.
I rebuke.
Yes, Lord.
Destroy, and I believe that your name will be.
Amen.
In all the life of the Father, and this is the time, Father, when I believe for the believers, but we are not afraid for. But already we are the owner of life, Father. So please, Father, we. All but that this coronavirus will be finished soon, and
yes.
because it's written in the word of when you pray, you always your prayers always. So we pray before that encourage us and also Father protect the Father when in these days. There is everywhere the lockdown, Father, And Father, give us a courage that we will give food to them, and so we give a good opportunity to stay in that place. In our, I request you that you will for your all the people, the Debs, sister, and also us, everyone.
Yeah.
We pray in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.
Jesus' name. Amen.
Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord, for bringing us all together again this morning. We praise you, Lord. We thank you for all your blessings. We ask, Lord, that you, in this troubled time, that you would take every advantage that the enemy has in this so-called pandemic, and turn it against the enemy. Lord, release us from this cage that they've positioned us in. Free the captives, Lord, all over the world, the children of every country that are being exploited. Lord, open the eyes of their captors. Open the eyes of their captors and let them be smitten with guilt and to stop. Just stop. Father, we pray for an end of human trafficking and modern day slavery all over the world, and that justice would come. Justice would be seen. Lord, we ask for your protection for our dear President Trump, who is standing up against these evil organizations, these global organizations, these satanic organizations like the WHO and the UN and all these people who openly talk about him being a madman and about him as being a real problem. We got to get rid of him. I ask that you shut their mouths and you open his mouth and you give him your guidance, Lord, for what to do and how to do it and when to do it. Lord, I ask that he would be very strong in you in these coming days and throughout. We really, 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 really ask you, Lord, to bring your truth and your light on this whole situation. We, as Govinda says, we hand it over to you, Lord, that you would bring the justice. You would bring the end of this system of death and destruction that the witchcraft thrives on.
Yes.
Lord, we bind that witchcraft in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
In Jesus' name, amen.
Jesus' name. Jesus' name.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Yes, Lord. We thank you so much for another day here. Quite a miracle. There was more opposition leading up to today that I can't think of another day that, at least for me personally, that had quite as many events leading up to a 20-on-20, but we know we're in it. You put us in it. We know it's real. We have evidence. Lord, I want the evidence to be shared with everyone, that everyone could finally see what we see as witnesses of your glory, of your intercession, of your dealing with the pandemic or whatever it is, of dealing with the virus, dealing with the government, dealing with the your prophets, bringing up your healers. I pray for the healers of the prophets. I pray for a spirit of confusion to be cast over those on the other side, those who are actively working for the destruction
Lord.
Of you, Lord, and your people, who hate you with every ounce of their being, who put on a nice face in front of the public and say scripted things as robots do, but mean none of it. Amen. Lord, I pray that you expose all of them.
Yes.
All the ones like you did with Marine Spirit Abramovich, that you did with, the Sea Queen. And I thank you, Lord, for that, but there's a lot more to go. I mean, there's a lot going on here that needs to be done. They've resurrected this WHO guy and the UN and everything else. They're not giving up. They're going to keep forcing it, and they're already threatening us with a stronger virus, Lord. So we hand over the stronger virus idea. and all those stupid plans. We hand all those viruses and all those 8 strains and everything else, or 30 strains, whatever it is, we hand it to you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
To stop these viruses, to stop these attacks, put these people in their place, being that they're earth dwellers, to get them mumbling rather than speaking, because that's what they really do. And, you know, that they would be in there being humbled. Some of them might ask a question as to what's going on, and that may lead to you, Lord, that they would be saved. Well, we desire no harm to anyone. We just desire that they wake up, they make their choice, they see it for what it is, and that they see you for who you are, Lord. That you will reveal yourself to the entire world now, as you are already doing. I see the light getting brighter. I see the gifts of the Spirit going out and becoming anointings on everyone that follows you is anointed.
Yes, Lord.
Everyone has healing anointing, has anointings where they don't even have to speak and someone gets a healing. They don't even have to talk and a prophetic word goes out. They don't have to, they're just embodiments of you, Lord. They're just projections of your will in Jesus' name, of the great I am in Jesus' name. And one more thing. I do pray for this breach that's in the, you know, the commercial church versus the wilderness church. I pray for some kind of healing. I don't know what it would look like, but I do pray for some way that the hatred would stop and the gang stalking would stop and the, you know, using Christianity as a way to follow people and put spells on people and try to trip up the body, and then the pressure of psychological warfare that many people that say they're Christian and Mormons and whoever knows, whatever cult they're in, it doesn't matter. I pray for the end of cults, for the beginning of Jesus. Jesus plus, some cults said this, but it's Jesus plus nothing. It's Jesus and nothing added. Jesus and nothing added and discernment for everybody. I see everyone waking up. I see a great light.
Yes.
I see people waking up all over the place. People that I knew 3 years ago would ban you from your social media if you mentioned Pizzagate or Epstein or something like that. Now, they're out there in front. They're out there in front.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord. And you're making them bold. Thank you, Lord. This is a real battle. But I ask you right now to tamp it down, that people may exercise their livelihood, and I ask for the end of starvation in America, which has begun, that you would stop it in its tracks before it gets going, and then you give Trump the success of opening up the economy, which is just common sense, based on all we know, and if there's something that we don't know that it should say locked up, then please inform us, Lord. But for everything we can see, we need to resume our livelihood so that people can eat, so that they
can
put...
And in Pakistan and all over the world.
And in Pakistan, where they starve every day in the third world. Everywhere. I mean, this clampdown has caused third world starvation.
Yeah.
We pray for an end to that starvation right now, and that, Lord, if you would bless all of us with a means to help the third world and to help this world and to help in this regard, that people would be accepting and open to it and come to the call of arms, which is to save children and save adults from death by starvation.
Amen.
Lord, this is a time of healing. And I'm asking you to heal us here on this panel. Heal us all. We're all pretty ragged.
Lord.
I need a healing, Lord. And so I'm going to ask you, please heal me. And I'm going to hand it over to you, the healing for us all here on the panel. We've taken a few for the team, every one of us. So let's hand it over to you, Lord. And, Lord, I just ask that you help us to walk by faith and not by sight, and that we leave the earth and the earth dwellers to their lot, and we are in joy, joy, joy because of you.
Yes.
Because that's all we see is joy.
No fear.
And no fear and total faith and more faith, and we love you, Lord, and thank you so much. In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
All of it.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Father. Lord, we just want to bring all these things. We wrap them up before you, Father. Lord, we do pray, Lord God, that the awakening will take place, Lord, that people will wake up. Father, we thank you, Lord, that the powers and the principalities are bound and displaced. Father, we thank you that all of these things that are taking place are going to work together for the good of the called according to your purpose. And yes. Lord, that you will shame and embarrass the enemy in all of this, Father. So in Jesus' name we pray for this and we thank you. Amen.
Amen.
Jesus came. Amen.
Well,
Jesus
once name. Again, I got to.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
I got to rush out of it.
Hallelujah.
Made it.
You should see where I started.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I was like unable to even get out of bed. Now I'm like ready to jump around. So
I do have some good news.
Okay.
Let's hear it.
The WHO is being investigated for human trafficking.
Excellent.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
That's why Lady Gaga's involved in it.
Yeah. They
Man.
Oh gosh, you know. They're all trying to shame Orange Man. Orange Man bad.
No.
Orange Man good.
Orange Man's not trafficking children. They are.
He's stopping it.
Right. And and you know, all you Hollywood people and film people and indie film people, and I don't know what I'm an anomaly in this whole, in this world of that, but all I can tell you is that you're just going to have, now would be a good time to make a decision. I mean, it's the early bird gets the worm, as they say. And, join us.
Amen.
That's all.
Amen.
And realize that all your dreams, all your hopes, I know a lot of you are lambs. Because I can tell, I have this vision, so I see that you're bowing down, you're being politically correct and following the rules. They're never going to accept you. I'm sorry. But if you trust the Lord, He'll lead you on a path that will lead to fruition. It will lead to success. And I don't know when, what, and how, what it would be, what it would look like, but I know everybody that puts God first gets into success. It might be you become a nurse. I don't know. It might be you do this, you do that. It might be that you, but see, if you're going to keep, like being an actor or something and playing the game so they don't offend anyone so you can work, you know how hard that is. You have to reject people like Trish.
Yeah.
You got to reject people like Amelia and then be friends with people that don't care about you. You see what I mean? You see, and I know you feel that pain. But I'm just ask the Lord to show you. That's all. Give it a chance. What do you have to lose? Really, because the path you're on right now is pretty much going, I mean, let's face it, it's not really real.
Well, I'll tell you what they have to gain. See, we talk about what they have to lose, but what you have to gain is you have the chance to gain a fulfilled life. You have the chance to gain actually your purpose for being here in this life. You have the chance to gain not wasting the balance of your existence in this paradigm.
Amen.
Because up until now, if you stop right now, just stop at this moment and you retrace everything that your entire world and existence have been up to right now, and it is meaningless. And if you look at it and if you're honest about it, you know that's true. You can get mad at us all you want, but that's the reality and that's the truth.
But it's not us they're mad at. It's not us. They're not mad at us. It's a mistake. They're projecting it, but it's not us they're mad at.
Yeah.
It's not.
The troll.
Not. If you stop and realize and that God's got His best for you, but it comes at, it's under His lordship, and what you do is you got to give it up. You can't do it your own way. You've got to go to Him. You go to Him and you ask Him, and He will forgive you. He'll release you. He will bring you. He'll set you free. Christ Jesus is that way out. He's the gate. He's the doorway. He's the path out of all of this, and He can lead and direct and guide your life. He's got provision. He's got protection. He's got direction. He's got fulfillment. He has a plan and purpose for you. And if you go with Him, you'll have that. You'll know that. And seriously, why not? Why not?
Because
they
think He'll take their gifts away. And all I've seen is the opposite. He puts those gifts to work.
The opposite.
He puts those gifts to work.
Whatever gifts you've got, He will activate them with his unlimited Holy Spirit flowing through those gifts and put them on a level you could never dream and never imagine.
Amen. I got to attest to that.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Well, there you go.
Thank you, Lord.
See, I know there's a few stragglers out there because you think I came from L.A. I don't really know what, you know, I mean, I see that we left L.A. and came here. I mean, I know it's pretty bad in L.A. because I made the mistake to choose off the Satanist without the protection of the living God. And boy, oh boy, did that work out great for us. But it did get us out of there. It did get us out in one piece. We knew it was too big. We couldn't understand how the entire city was involved in gang stalking. We realized they were flipping dimensions on us, where there'd be one dimension where they were going to do something bad, and then another dimension where they were just normal again. And then we'd see this flipping in and out, flipping in and out, flipping in and out, and you go, how'd they do that? And the answer is because that's all controlled from those creatures I'm telling you about, from the dragon. And it's very, very advanced technology. It's something that we don't understand. So they kind of get us every time with that, unless you have your calling from God. And then if you've got that problem, you've just got to give everything to the Lord. You know, you're being persecuted. You give it to the Lord. You get those dreams where that witch is coming after you. You give it to the Lord. You stand by. You witness. It's very exciting. I can tell you this. That whole thing with that, you know, how that Gates and Marina, all that played out, and the dreams and all that. That was an adventure. It was like a, you know, a swashbuckling adventure. It was real warfare. And still, I think, going on today, but we have the victory because the Lord has the victory in that, and they don't have the victory. And that we do witness, and that is a truth. They may have some victory in the future, but as far as right now, no. Right? Right, Amelia? They don't have the victory right now.
No.
Okay, everybody. Amen.
God bless you all, and thank you so much for joining us.
Amen. God bless you all.
God bless you all. God bless you
all. God bless you all.
God bless you all.
We thank you, Lord, for bringing us.
Thank you for sharing with us.
Hang in right there. I'm going to start the music, and then I'll be able to talk to you for a sec.
Awesome.
Protect me, O God. I trust in you for safety. To the Lord, you are my God. All the good things I have come from you. How excellent are the Lord's faithful people. My greatest pleasure is to be with them. Those who rush to other gods bring many troubles on themselves. I will not take part in their sacrifices. I will not worship their gods. You, Lord, are all I have, and you give me all I need. My future is in your hands. How wonderful are your gifts to me. How good they are. Praise the Lord because he guides me. And in the night my conscience warns me. I am always aware of the Lord's presence. He is near. And nothing can shake me. So, I am thankful and glad. I feel completely secure because you protect me from the power of death. Because you protect me from the power of death. Because you protect me from the power of death, I have served you faithfully. You will not abandon me to the world of the dead. Lord, you are my God. All good things. All good things. All good things. All good things. All good things I have.